the Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival does continue on.
Of course.
Tell us why. Why does it not stop no matter what?
Because people are crazy.
We get the truth.
Starting with me, like so I lead the troupe, you know, they are diehards. You know, they want to do, actually it's interesting, you know, the middle of the thunderstorm, a group of people from DOB, lightning in the background, came to me and say, where is the ID check can? I said, it's suspended, have you heard? Go back to your car. Oh, we're afraid that we'll be late for registration. That is the type of people that we have, which is gung-ho.
Now, but without water, the parks, boom, and with the botanical gardens, boom, none of that would survive. We would not survive without water. So
absolutely.
How about water in the parks? How are we doing with water in the parks?
We could probably do with a little less. We do like the rain. It helps our grass and our plants and our flowers, but there's been a lot of rain, so we have some flooding that we have to contend with. And of course, the most important thing is people's safety. So rain is fine, thunder and lightning, not so good.
Well, you know, they took a different route on the bus, yes, from the 7 train.
Yes.
They took us on, I'm not sure which road it is, since I always get lost out
they
here.
They took you on the Van Wyck.
Yeah, and that was really boom, bang, boom. That's a good thing for the future. So how are the gardens in Queens going?
We're doing great, but one comment about rain is that this event is about healthfulness, exercise, and being outdoors. This man has some plastic on.
Plastic on.
But the best raincoat is right here. It's our skin.
It's good for our skin.
So we're outside. It makes the plants grow. We need it. And Queens Botanical Garden is doing fabulous.
Beautiful. I'm going to ask you two last quick questions because we're involved with the International Day of Peace.
Yes.
Just so happens we do our Peace Day events in Central Park for 18 years and in Times Square. And I'm going to ask people, what does peace mean to you and what does love mean to you? Say your name if you don't mind.
Hi, Janice Melnick. Love to me is my family, my mother, my husband, my kids, and my puppy. and peace is incredible for the world to survive, and I'm a little worried about that right now. I think we're living in kind of tough times and uncertain times, and I wish people would think about love and peace just a little bit more.
Okay, and your name is?
Susan Lassert, Executive Director of Queens Botanical Garden, and I thought Janice had great answers. But peace, love is just, it's good feeling about people and having goodness and seeing the positive in things. There's a lot of positive. Peace, it's really about all of us understanding that we're all different and we all live together, and let's work it out. Let's not have extremism. Let's work it out and love each other. They're really the same.
That's right.
All right, Henry,
right.
And you got the event that does shows that in such a great way. How about for you?
That's good.
Peace is people racing in the Dragon Boat and not fighting each other. That's peace. Love is like the festival, it's a donation to the community and to everybody else. So I hope that everybody can enjoy it. And it's free too.
There you go. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. To pull up this ribbon. Oh, it's okay. Dotting the eye of the dragon. Thank you. the dragon awakens it. And that's how we officially start the races.
The power behind this event, Con Edison,
Mr. Harris, hi, how are you?
Good.
Excellent. So what brings your organization here?
Well, Con Edison is a supporter of Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival. We participated in this event for the past 18 years or so. It's a wonderful event. Brings people together. It celebrates the diversity of the borough of Queens and the city of New York. All the people just come together, have a great time.
All righty. Well, without any electricity, we came here and David Archer was talking. Anybody else?
Well, you know, we're glad to do what we can.
Your energy, not only a provider, you're energy efficient and you're energy conscious, and you talk a lot about all the things that are important for people to realize. Your company really doesn't just, you know, power the sockets. There's important things to know about energy. Is that so?
Sure, sure. And we work to improve the quality of life in the communities that we serve. With over 14,000 employees living and working in the communities that we serve.
What a piece of work. Yes, I'm involved. We have a tent. We have a booth here. It's called for International Day of Peace. Yes, peace means.
What does peace mean to me?
Yes.
Personally, peace means basically things like this, where people are able to just come together, to work together, to enjoy life together, and to grow together. That's peace.
Beautiful. One last question before I leave.
Love is, you know what? Love and peace work hand in hand. So love is just everyone working for the benefit of the world. That's what it is to me.
All right. Thanks so much.
Well, I think we're excited. In fact, I'm very impressed, you know, today, earlier this morning, we got the storm in heavy rain. So I thought the event might probably have to be cancelled. But it turns out that we got a okay weather, and we see lots of teams coming up. They show up despite the weather this morning. So I'm very impressed by their sportsmanship and their passion to the event.
Alright, so, and you're such an energy.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, yes.
Where does that come from? How come you're so energetic?
I think that's the spirit of New York, right? The city of energy, and also the spirit of Hong Kong people. I think we won't be afraid of like any difficulties or challenges ahead. We just work together to overcome all the problems and achieve our goals.
Alrighty, I agree. Let me ask you two last questions. I asked you before. You know where Robert is. What does peace mean to you?
I mean, peace is a kind of harmony between people and partnership and cooperation. And you also respect the differences of other people. We just live together, respecting each other, and then we just enjoy the time together and then work together to overcome all the difficulties.
With China, what is love?
Are you partnership with China?
Yeah, we are. A Chinese large company. So we're putting together something for love. L-O-V-E. And I'd like to know what love is.
I mean, love is a kind of, also it's the relationship between people. It's a kind of respect and loving each other. You care the needs of each other. You understand each other and respect all the differences. And then you're willing to help. It's not just receiving, but also kind of giving.
What's your website?
My website? We got a Facebook page, Hong Kong Meets America. You're most welcome to come and like our Facebook and get some updates on Hong Kong.
It's a great city, a great city, a great city.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm here with Lightner, okay. I can't see you sideways anymore. I gotta see you sideways. I love you. I love what you stand for. I love how you're doing. Started to a very good level. And
Should we do it again? You know, and tell us why you do would have been. Well, for us, Queens is such an important part of our franchise. And obviously, the Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival is part of our name, Hong Kong Shanghai Dragon Boat Festival. So it's a very nice tie-in. We've got tens of thousands of customers in Queens, and they entrust us with their money each and every single day. And so hard for us to give back, and this is an important way for us to get
developers going. And the banking business in overall, and relationships with Asia, I think have grown over the years.
They sure have. We're a big trade bank, obviously, and trade continues to progress, and we love it. For us, the tie between the U.S. and the Asia corridor is as strong as ever.
Aha, that's wonderful. Well, we sure know we're doing a lot of business both ways, for sure. Now, on a real local level, I mean, I go in, I have a whole bunch of wonderful managers overseeing me. I love some of them. Sometimes I stop and call them. You know, is customer service still number one?
Yeah, for us, it is the most important thing for people. Quite frankly, I think we've got some of the best managers in the business, and it is their mission every single day. It's not always easy, right? Financial services can be tough sometimes, but we try to help people do that and find a way. And our bankers are great. I'm glad that people feel that.
Obviously, you'd be fortunate in the street if I didn't have your mortgage. Great, thanks. So, let me ask you two last quick questions because we're involved with two new areas. One is our Peace Day, International Day of Peace. We have a group here as well. We've been honored to be a sponsor here for many years. And so, I've asked many people, what does peace mean to them?
I know.
The Father Central, it's just this thing. What does that peace mean to you?
Me, it's about making sure that we can synergize as human beings, right? And we all have something to contribute. If we look at each other in a way that is inclusive and not different,
all righty, and last question, because we've just started a joint partnership with the Chinese company, and the kind of concept that we're working on is something called love. And we're asking many people, what is love? Another thing.
Yeah, this one for me is a feeling and action, right? Being able to share experiences with one another, and contribute, and as I said, synergize with each other so that we can make the entire planet a better place. That's what it means.
Beautiful. Hello, thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Osaka, it's Good News Planet. I'm here with my good friend, David Archer, marketing director of the Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival. And he's had his hands almost tied, full tied everything. I don't think you started interviewing before you got off. I got lots of things going on. And but we're here. It continues, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's the 48th annual. Do you know Susan from
the Yeah, we interviewed her earlier.
You're great. She's lovely, one of our favorite people. We just did the presentation for the Queen's Botanical Garden, giving some wonderful plants on behalf of HSBC and the Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival to Janice Melnick from the Parks Department, which I understand they're creating a new garden, is that right? Where's it going? Oh yeah, right. Well, the plants look good, and we want to invite people to go over to the HSBC Pavilion and enjoy the Queen's Botanical Gardens display. The children's garden, great place to bring your family and friends to take some pictures. Thank you, Susan.
There's an when you do events like this, it goes into the world, right?
That's right.
And in this situation, it's an environmentally friendly, it's an educational, and that's what this festival is about.
That's right? Right, and it's about Macy's as well, giving away some wonderful goodie bags. But no, this is the 28th annual Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival in New York, presented by HSBC. 200 teams racing, lots of sponsors on board, hands-on arts and crafts, a wonderful community, a nonprofit tent, lots of food, lots of families coming around to relate to their culture, or people coming to learn about dragon boating and Asian culture, and it's something, it's an event we've done, I've been involved for 19 years, but it's the 28th anniversary. We're here in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park. It's a little bit soggy, but the races go on, irregardless, as long as it's not thunder and lightning, and the on-stage performances go on. And you can look at our website, hkdbf-ny.org, and find out information about this year's festival, to get involved with next year's festival. Paul, it's always a pleasure. We love Good News Planet. We love Paul Sackett. Thank you very much for being here again this year.
What's peace for you, David?
Peace for me is sleeping in bed with my wife.
Second thing, what is love for you?
Love is my wife, Diane Magnusson. And actually, I'm building her a sauna this year because she's finished with Swedish. And once that gets completed and we heat up the sauna, we're going to invite everybody to come on and take a sauna.
Wow,
that's
good.
Peace. That's love. A 200-degree Finnish sauna.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.